Book of James again, or some parts of it. Is any one of you in trouble? They should pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Now you can see that this passage is not just about when you're in trouble. It's also when you're happy. Let them sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? They should call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I have left my service order book in Warrnambool today, so I'm going extempore, but I think I know the structure, and I'll basically follow through the passage today. Sometimes for us, I think, perhaps especially as, you know, staid Lutherans, for those of us who are Lutherans, we don't really go very much into the kind of more supernatural, spiritual side of God and God's work. We pray, but sometimes, like I told you that story at the start, sometimes even as a pastor, we don't really expect things to happen when we pray. But James is writing here to us that it's actually the risen Jesus who is at work. It's not our prayers that are, powerful. What our prayers do is tap into a power source that is far beyond ourselves. And that power source is the healing and resurrecting power of Jesus himself. So James encourages us to do a number of things. When he talks about healing here, the word that James uses is the word sozo. Now, I know that some of you have been in a sermon before where I've explained that that word means a whole lot more than just physical healing. Sozo is complete well-being. It's salvation. It's wholeness. It's everything being connected in the way that it's meant to be. It's kind of connected to the Hebrew word shalom, which means complete well-being and interconnectedness. So in James chapter 5, verse 15, it says, the prayer offered in faith will sozo the sick person. And he's not just talking about physical healing. Does Jesus heal today? Yes, he does. Sometimes that healing is physical. Sometimes it's emotional and spiritual healing. Sometimes the healing that we receive is connected, deeply connected, to forgiveness. The forgiveness that God gives to us through Jesus, and the forgiveness that we can give to one another when we have been hurt. I have seen people, as a pastor, I've seen people who've held on to bitterness and anger against someone for years and years and years. And it's kind of eaten them up inside. It's kind of corroded their soul, if you want to put it that way. And when they have been able to come to the point of knowing how much Jesus has forgiven them and being able to extend that forgiveness to the person who hurt them, even if that person is no longer around, there's this immense healing power that flows from that. And so James says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. If anyone has sinned, they will be forgiven. The prayer offered in faith, James says, will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. Now, for some of us, we will not experience the physical healing that we would love to see this side of heaven. But in James, it says that the Lord will raise the person up who prays in faith. The risen Jesus ultimately will heal us by bringing us into the kingdom of God and into the place where there is no more sickness or mourning or crying or pain. And if you think about it from our perspective, You know, we may receive healing. We may receive miraculous healing. We may receive healing through the medical profession or through the love of our friends. But ultimately, still, each one of us is going to die. So at some point, our earthly physical healing runs out. But the healing that comes from the risen Jesus draws us in to God's eternal life and into the place where there is no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Ultimately, for us as Christians, all healing springs from and circles around the resurrection of Jesus. So, healing can be physical, it can be emotional, and it can be forgiveness for our sins. In fact, forgiveness is really the essence and the beginning of healing. There's that great story in the Gospels where four people bring a man on a mat to Jesus. He's paralyzed. They dig through the roof. This would, you know, it would just be awesome. You know, if imagine if you're in a church and suddenly the roof starts caving in and down comes this guy on a mat right while the preacher is preaching. It would be a great distraction, let's put it that way. But what does Jesus say to him? He doesn't say immediately, "I heal you, stand up and walk." He says, "I forgive you." And everybody goes, "Whoa, no, you can't do that. Only God can forgive people." Jesus knows that all of our healing springs from a renewed and restored relationship with God that comes to us through forgiveness. It's only after Jesus says, "I forgive you," and everybody starts grumbling about that with that man in the gospel, that Jesus says, "Let me put it this way, you know, which one's easier, to say, 'I forgive you,' or to say, 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk'?" And everybody's going, "Well, clearly they're both impossible. Only God can do those two things." And so Jesus says, "So you know that I do have authority to forgive sins. Pick up your mat, take your mat, and walk." Actually, one of the really funny things about that passage from the gospel is that the man walks out of a room that was so crowded that his friends couldn't get him in. It's like everybody goes, "Whoa," and out he walks. So forgiveness really is the beginning of our healing. All of our healing, again, as I said before, circles around the resurrecting and life-giving power of Jesus. It's not my fantastic prayers. It's not the power of what we do that brings healing. It's connecting people to the risen Jesus. And so when we pray for healing, we're actually placing people into the hands of Jesus. And we're saying, "Lord, please do for this person what is best." We're not seeking to manipulate God or to pull the lever on the slot machine, put in the prayer and out comes the result. What we're seeking to do is to connect people with the risen Jesus. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. It's powerful and effective because it connects us with Jesus who is risen. And when we receive this grace, this forgiveness, this healing, the appropriate thing to do is to give the glory to whom it belongs. Is any one of you happy? Let him sing songs of praise. We always point back to Jesus as the one who is the one who forgives us and heals us and draws us closer to God. So that's about it for my sermon. I'm sorry if it's been a bit incoherent. I hope that you know that our healing comes from and circles around the resurrection power of Jesus, that ultimately Jesus heals us by taking us through death into life, and that as we live here, our healing and our forgiveness, our spiritual and social and emotional and physical health are all connected with one another, and that Jesus wants what is good for us. Thanks be to God for his healing power. In Jesus' name, amen.